My name is Alicia Beyer, and you're listening to Here's My Secret, a podcast about demystifying women religious.
Hold on, wait, I want to record this.
I have yet to hear a student talk about a bad experience with their sister. Every time I ask about it, I hear stories of how kind and welcoming their sisters had been to them. Lindsay from Aquinas College in Grand Rapids, Michigan, had a very similar story. She talks about how her sister was quick to invite her into her life, and how that opened up a space for her to ask questions and to learn about things like religion that so often seemed shrouded in mystery. Here's her story.
I think my view of sisters before this project was more of seeing sisters as the stereotypical nun with like the black habit, that kind of a thing. And I think throughout the course of the project, I've understood just how different they all are and how they all have different areas in which they're very passionate about, and they express their love of God in different ways. So I think I've just come to see them less as figures and more of as actual people, if that makes sense. My name is Lindsay Boskell, and I am a junior here at Aquinas College, where I am a major in communication and a minor in women's studies, and I worked with Sister Alice. When I first met Sister Alice, I think what struck me the most was just how much of a lovely person she is, just in general. She's just very nice to be around, and you can tell just how loving she is, and she really does care about other people. Even when I was asking her questions, she always wanted to also know about me. So if I asked her something, then she'd oftentimes reverse it on me and then ask me to answer the same question, because she really did care about getting to know me also, and having it be not as much of a formal interview, but also a little bit more informal and just getting to know each other in general. And I think throughout the course of our multiple interviews that we had with each other and just getting to know one another, that I definitely came to understand her more and understand what her passions are, especially within the realm of education, and just how her relationship with God and her relationship with other people and her kind of the different paths that she's taken in life and how those have all influenced her. Our first conversation was a lot about family. I asked her about her family and she asked me about mine. So I got to know a little bit more about her background and where she grew up in Belding, Michigan. And then I think we almost went sort of over a general overview of her life. So her education, both before college, and then her graduate degree also. And then also her work as a professor. And she also went to Ireland, and she's visited many other countries. So I think we just kind of went over a general overview of what all she's done. I think the most challenging part was knowing where boundaries were. I think some oral histories, people tend to get more in-depth maybe about their lives and talk about very difficult things. So I think it was difficult to find where it was appropriate to ask questions and where it was maybe inappropriate to ask questions. Well, one of the things that she said, and I wrote about it in one of my blog posts, is how can you learn to love your brother if you've never met him? And ever since I had my recorded interview with her, that has just really stuck with me. I think a lot of that is just in regards to how just kind of the current climate throughout the world, especially the political climate and the religious climate, and just how important it is to get out and understand other people, maybe not just take what you see within the media at face value, but to actually go out and find people of different religions and different cultures and different backgrounds and understand them as people and really look at issues from a first-hand perspective rather than a second-hand perspective.
I want to stop here and read the blog post that Lindsay talks about in this episode. I think it's really important for you all to hear this, especially within the context of understanding the relationship between Sister Alice and Lindsay. God's love is a sensation I cannot say I've experienced. I have never been a religious person, nor do I see myself ever becoming one. Though my parents were both raised under Catholicism, my brother and I were not brought up with it. I would sporadically attend church with my grandparents, but it was never something that I felt truly connected with. Throughout my life, I have looked into various other faiths, but I have yet to find something that really strikes a chord within my soul. My own lack of religious devotion was part of what motivated me to become part of this project. I was interested in developing a relationship with and hearing the stories of someone who is so devoted to their faith. It is through my interactions with Sister Alice that I can say I have experienced what she would call God's love. Sister Alice is truly one of the most loving and caring individuals I have ever met. I have always felt incredibly welcomed and accepted in her presence, and for that, I am truly grateful. She speaks on God's love in a way that isn't preaching, it's just honest. She wholeheartedly believes in His constant presence and truth. She really does love everyone and would never wish anyone harm. Something she said during our interview, and this will stick with me for the rest of my life, was, "How can you love your brother if you've never met him?" She was speaking within the context of traveling, but for me, it was as if something clicked then. It was so inspirational, and it's a sentence that I have not forgotten. That, to me, is the beauty of God's love and the beauty of Sister Alice.
Because I met a sister, I developed a sort of passion for oral history, and it made me want to learn more about my own family, especially within older members of my family. So I think this project has really kind of developed this interest within me about understanding my own family's history and being able to preserve that for future generations and just how important that is. I think I've appreciated being able to do this project because it's made me want to learn more about my own family, which I think is very important, and learning how this is a way to preserve family history that is maybe a bit more interesting than just maybe reading it on a piece of paper, because you're actually seeing a person and how important it is to see the person and be able to associate a name and a story with a face.
You've been listening to Here's My Secret, a podcast sponsored by the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation. This is going to be my last episode at Here's My Secret. I'm going to be moving on to graduate school, so Pai Ying Vang from Curve Riders is going to be taking over. I trust that you'll all be in good hands with her. Because of this transition, we'll be taking a little break from Here's My Secret. Make sure to follow us on Twitter for updates when we'll be back. You can also follow us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play for all of our episodes. And we're on Tumblr and Twitter at HMS Podcast. It's been a privilege and an honor sharing all of these stories with you guys. Thanks for listening.